Bike Palooza has been happening throughout October, and tomorrow it's Ride to Work Day. So we thought we'd catch up with Nicola Dunnicliffe-Wells. She's the Bike Bendigo President, the El Presidente, the Big Kahuna, all of that sort of stuff. Nicola, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Mark?
Very well. Now, I was looking, I guess the all-important thing about Ride to Work Day tomorrow is the weather, and unfortunately it's looking like rain, but I guess that's not enough to dissuade dyed-in-the-wool cyclists, is it?
Yeah. Well, I was actually looking at the weather too. We're all looking at the weather. But I think there's not much in it. And in fact, early in the morning, that's really only, you know, a 30% chance of 0 to 0.2 mils or something. So I'm really not expecting there to be too much rain at all. So,
Good.
I mean, of course, that is something that we factor in, you know, when we're looking at getting somewhere on our bikes.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the good thing about riding in Bendigo is that it really, you know, rains all day, and it doesn't rain all that much really. So,
no.
A lot of the time you can get around without having to worry about that at all. And tomorrow, yeah, we might get a bit of a sprinkle probably later in the day, but fingers crossed it'll stay fun, you know, stay away for the morning.
You sound like a meteorologist, don't you? So this is
maybe that's my next job.
Well, it could be too. I reckon it'd be a pretty good job. It's always a bit of an each way bet. Could be a bit of rain, but words, very good. Anyway, we digress.
That's right, yeah.
It's Ride to Work Day is Australia's largest celebration of commuter riding. So and this is becoming A, more popular, and B, it's becoming much more, there's a lot of stuff, you know, with the talk in Melbourne about trying to sort of make the city centre almost car-free and bike-friendly. It's certainly coming to the fore a lot more, isn't it?
Yeah, look, that's right. I mean, everybody loves the convenience of being able to sort of jump in their car and go wherever they want, but the reality is, if we all do that, it's actually not so convenient because we end up stuck in traffic. So, I mean, that sort of dream of just being out on the open road, you know, if everyone's doing it, there is no sort of open road, is there?
Mm.
And the good thing about when you're commuting on a bike, you don't necessarily have to be on that same road that's chocked with traffic. You know, there are often alternative ways that you can go. For example, in Bendigo, we do have a lot of, you know, lovely off-road paths, and fair enough, they might not get you all the way to where you have to go, but they can often go a long way, and many of them go sort of parallel with those, you know, the arterial roads that you're in your car in. You don't see them from your car, but it's a really pleasant way to go when you sort of are on the open bike path then, and it does have that sort of sense of freedom that, you know, many people sort of, that they kind of dream of being out on the open road in your car, that it, as a safe quality. During peak hours, it's not going to happen.
No, that's right. And are you a fan yourself of, like, those separate bike tracks? Because, I mean, look, let's be honest, and I'm guilty of it myself at times. It is the one thing that at times irritates is, A, when you've got bikes two or three wide, or B, when there is a bike lane off the road, but, you know, some cyclists, maybe because they reckon they're, you know, Lance Armstrong in his pre-drug days, you know, want to sort of stay on the road. So it sort of takes the frustration out of the whole exercise, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, I definitely am a fan of those off-road bike paths. For me, especially since having children, and I often do ride with my children, I really like those. I like to be away from the traffic. It's just a much more pleasant environment. And even on the on-road, I mean, we, Bike Bendigo is, I guess, a strong advocate of separating, providing separated infrastructure so that people aren't sort of, you know, a few centimetres from cars whizzing by. Because we know that a lot of people, you know, just don't feel comfortable with it, and so just won't ride if that's the environment that they do have to ride in.